and welcome to a new edition of Mercenary Musings Radio, a bi-weekly audio program featuring mining analyst and commodities expert, the mercenary geologist, Mickey Fulp. We are your most trusted source for in-depth analysis and commentary on commodities, mining, and the junior resource sector. And with the Surf Lords kicking it off, we have Mickey Fulp, the mercenary geologist, on the line from Albuquerque, New Mexico. And Mickey, we did plan to have a show from the PDAC in Toronto for listeners. We gave it a shot, but I had a computer meltdown at my end, and that really got in the way of final production. But we are going to talk about that convention, your thoughts on the show, also a rundown, a bit of a scorecard, I guess you could say, on how the medals have performed so far this year. Let's begin with the PDAC. Your thoughts on this year's edition, how did it compare with previous years?
Well, attendance was way down this year, and that was to be expected. 22,000, I think, was the final tally, and that's down from a peak of 32,500 in 2013, so almost by one-third. But what was really obvious is the number of exhibit booths, and there weren't a whole lot, way down. What used to be in two halls and spilling over into the venue upstairs with exhibit booths. The exhibit booths, the core shack, and the prospector's tent were all in one hall. The aisles were wider, and that one hall was not even completely full. So it was down, but we're in a down market. That said, there was somewhat of a buoyant mood there, and that has to do with probably the fact that commodities have really gone up recently.
Yeah, and I would imagine, you know, what that buoyant mood might have been a little bit more evident even if the show had been 1 week later, because just a few days after the convention ended, we had the U.S. Federal Reserve coming out with its latest decision on interest rates, its commentary on commodities, and the feeling of, the Fed really reining in expectations of rate hikes going forward, and that has given the commodity complex a big lift.
That's true, but the commodities index over the last week, before Old Yeller got up on Wednesday and gave a very dovish Fed review, all the commodities had tended to trickle back down. So she gave a big boost, especially to gold. Gold went up $30 right after her talk. So it closed the week at 1255, but at one point it was 1270 or something like that. When it made its big run a couple of weeks ago, it failed at resistance at 1280. It still hasn't really tested that resistance. But that said, from mid-December to Friday, gold's been up 20%. So that's pretty good.
Pretty good. Any thoughts on what's needed in order for gold to test and perhaps crack that resistance level? Just further weakness in the U.S. dollar, perhaps?
Well, that's certainly one thing, and you bring up that point, and a significant amount of this upturn in gold can be attributed to the U.S. dollar, down from 99.6 toward the end of January. It closed yesterday at 95.1. So that's a 4.5% drop. That certainly has buoyed gold. But I think we need to see continued buying there. It's been obvious during this run-up since the end of February that it has been driven mainly by hedge fund buying, very strong physical demand. The ETF, gold ETF, is extremely strong demand there. And then the shorts got squeezed. Goldman Sachs went negative on gold just about a month ago or 5 weeks ago now. Very bearish sentiment, and so they got squeezed hard on that. So short squeezes have a lot to do with it too. It has been a commodities wide increase. Copper, I called a bottom for copper at $1.96 on January 20th. It closed yesterday at $2.25, so that's 17% increase. However, I'll say about copper, it's backward for the next 3 to 5 months. So, so people or speculators in this market are not convinced that we're looking more bullish for copper.
Okay, well, let's kind of do a U-turn here and talk gold or silver in relation to gold. How has silver been trading in relation to gold, Mickey, and where are we right now with the gold to silver ratio?
February 29th, and that was kind of a tipping point for metals. On February 29th, the gold silver ratio was 83.3, and in my time analyzing commodities in this business, I don't ever remember, with one exception, it being that high, and that was briefly in during the early part of the global economic crisis in late October, early November of 2008. That ratio has started to go back down, still very high, closed yesterday at 79.5. Another thing we track on a daily basis is the platinum to gold ratio. On February 29th, that was 0.75. And we have in our database metal prices, closing metal prices, since Nixon floated the U.S. dollar against gold back in early 1971. So I know of one time in July of 1982 when the gold platinum to gold ratio hit 0.75. That closed at 0.77. But that said, these are very strong buy signals for both silver and platinum.
Okay. Do you see a strong buy signal for silver? Do you see silver perhaps outperforming gold going forward for the next little while?
Well, I think what happens whenever metals start to move, particularly when gold moves, silver tends to be more volatile both on the upside and downside. So if you think that the price of gold is going to increase, we would expect, because silver has really kind of lagged behind in this run-up, that silver has more upside on a percentage basis.
Okay, let's talk about palladium, Mickey. Rough start to the year for palladium. I believe at one point it was down to a five-year low. Big rebound, though, since, about mid-January, up almost 30%, I believe.
Yeah, palladium has made quite a run-up, but it was kind of curious about how it was operating, you know, with auto demand being very high both in China and the U.S. I think it hit a low of, at one point, 467.
And, right, yeah.
You know, we haven't seen those sorts of values since the global economic crisis, so it's made quite a nice run-up. Now trading closed yesterday at, 588. That said, it still has lagged behind other precious metals, and so there's reason to be bullish on palladium, too. I think what happened with both platinum and palladium, when, if you remember, approaching 2 years ago, it would be 2 years this summer. So in the summer of 2014, there was some violent labor strikes in South Africa. I think what happened was lots of consumers stockpiled platinum and palladium, and so they've been drawing down those stockpiles. And so going forward, I think we can expect both those two, the platinoid metals, to do well if the metal sector as a whole and the economy continues to do okay.
Okay, well, let's switch gears and focus on equity market performance. Looking at the Toronto Stock Exchange, Mickey, I think the gold index, the gold group of equities on the senior board in Toronto, had been the hottest area of the market year to date. Let's move down a notch to the TSX Venture Exchange. Are we seeing a little bit of buying enthusiasm returning to that beaten down index?
Well, we've certainly seen, a trickle down effect with both the Toronto big board and the gold companies. GDX up, as you say, outperformed everything this year. But we've seen a trickle-down effect. The index, it hit its all-time low on January 20th, and that was, again, one of these tipping point days. That was one of the days where, you know, of the 13 commodities, metals, and markets that I track on a minute-to-minute basis, all 13 of those were in the red that day.
Right.
Since then, when the Toronto Venture hit its all-time low of 466, closed yesterday at 581. That's a 25% gain.
Wow.
One of the encouraging things during the PDAC this year was we had 2 days in which 100 million shares were traded. And I went back and looked at the data, and there's only 3 days since PDAC of 2015 when we had those sorts of volumes. That's encouraging. However, if you look year over year, the index is still down 13%.
Yep.
And this week, or since PDAC ended a week and a half ago, volumes are back down to an average of 65 million shares a day, which is, if you did a yearly average, is certainly above the yearly average, but no one's going to get too excited at those sort of low volumes.
Okay, yeah, and I took a look at the charts before this interview, Mickey. You mentioned down 13% over the past year. Step even further back, and it's even a little bit more depressing than that. I think we're down 75% over the past 5 years. On the flip side of that, a lot of those companies that had pushed the venture exchange up to that level, well, some of them aren't around anymore, are they?
Well, a lot of companies are not around anymore. But, you know, a lot of people don't quite understand the way the Toronto Venture Exchange works, and it's not a exchange-wide index. It's basically the top 200 companies. So, you know, those top 200 companies or so will change I don't know how often they rebalance that, but certainly every year, if not more often.
Right.
But those companies change. That just tells you how bad it's been. You know, the all-time high was the day before PDAC in 2011 at 2440. And so now we're perking along at less than 600. So that's not particularly encouraging. One thing that is encouraging, everybody's always worried about what they call the post-PDAC curse. I like to use a metaphor that it's a post-PDAC hangover.
So far,
we haven't seen that. But then I look back at the chart, and we didn't see a post-PDAC hangover in 2015. The market didn't really start to go down until the summer doldrums.
Of course, that's not to say there weren't plenty of hangovers at the PDAC itself, because
exactly.
You and I both saw a few bleary-eyed people down at the convention. We've got the Surf Lords playing in the background, Mickey, so let's wrap it up there. Next time out, I think we're tackling iron ore, correct?
Yeah. We've waited till the end of the periodic table. I think we've got one element to go after, iron. But iron, 95% of the metals produced in the world is iron ore, so we're going to tackle the biggie.
Good stuff. Talk to you then, Mickey. Thanks very much.
All right. Thanks a lot, Rob.
That's Mickey Fulp, the Mercenary Geologist. You can find him on the web at mercenarygeologist.com, and you can always hear Mickey's latest opinion exclusively on mercenarygeologist.fm and kitco.com. I'm Robert Graham at Mercenary Musings Radio. Thanks for listening.